Welcome to Living with Jesus. I'm Gabriela Anita Jopi, and each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you will have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm Dave Jopi, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on eternal life through living with Jesus. All who are baptized into Christ are called to the faith in Jesus. And by faith you are saved, made righteous, and given eternal life. Not because of faith, but by faith. Paul writes that you are saved by grace through faith. And he magnifies faith, assuring you that in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed from faith, for faith. And as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. So, you are called to have faith and to share your faith. As disciples, Jesus sends you into the world to baptize all nations into Christ and to move people from simply receptive faith to a seeking the Lord faith. Jesus sends you to teach the law of love, love for God and love for your neighbors. So, Jesus has promised eternal life from God the Father, who loves the world He created. The Creator gave His only Son to redeem the world, that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have eternal life. And again, Jesus emphasizes the truth of the Word of God, that you who believe the Father who sent Him may have eternal life. By belief you do not come in judgment, but pass from death to life. And again, Jesus adds that by hearing His voice, and by being known by Him, and by following Him, Christ gives you eternal life. Moreover, in Jesus you will never perish, and no one will snatch you out of His hand. Such is the grace of Christ that reigns in the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of God is found wherever Jesus reigns. Jesus' plan for eternity comes from the everlasting Father in heaven. God the Father revealed who Jesus is to Peter, who wrote to you for your faith. Peter calls you a chosen race, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. In Christ you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. The greatness of life with Jesus is that it is faith in Jesus Christ that justifies. Jesus taught that God is the God of the living, for all people live to God. And Jesus preached. He preached repentance and the kingdom of God. And Jesus heals. He heals your soul, sending you on your way with faith that has made you well. The world boasts of great accomplishments, but these are even greater works and teachings of God for you, that through faith in the gospel you may stand before God. The psalmist pleads for God to hear your prayer, and that God will not hide from your plea for mercy, and further advises you to cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will keep the righteous in a healthy and safe life. For the Lord Jesus satisfies every human need, forgiving all your iniquity, healing all your diseases, redeeming your life from the pit, crowning you with steadfast love and mercy, and satisfying you with good, so that your life is renewed like the eagles. For this good news, you should bless the Lord and receive the kingdom of God like a child. Let the joy of salvation cause you to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Jesus has won His salvation for you and sends the Holy Spirit from heaven as a guarantee. Now the Holy Spirit belongs to the church. And when you walk with Him, He will help to establish you in a congregation. He is the Spirit of truth, the comforter, and helper, by whom you are sanctified and reconciled to God. For any affliction will be made light and momentary, preparing you for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. For the Holy Spirit is unseen, giving eternal life. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ, and that you're continuing his love. In his holy name, amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?